This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Continuing now with a theme of high demand and low supply, if your business, oh, say putting out a magazine, requires paper, these are challenging times. Claudia Smuckler is the production director at Mother Jones, which means it's her responsibility to get the magazine printed and distributed, about which, by the way, she wrote a story for the magazine. So we got her on the phone to talk about the state of magazine production here in pandemic times. Claudia, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
So what's it like these days being production director at a magazine?
It's very volatile these days. A lot of changes going on. Nothing is a given.
And you had a particular challenge back in March and April, right? About getting, and the amount of paper that's involved is staggering. 70,000 pounds of paper was going to be late, and you needed it, and you couldn't get it.
Well, the way we purchase paper is we like to have, you know, one on press, you know, an order on press, some in the warehouse and some at the mill being made at the time. So we have a flow of paper. And the last couple of years, there's been a lot of disruptions on that. So sometimes we can't get our full allocation of 70,000 pounds that we need for one issue. Also, there have been delays from the transportation sector that moves materials around. And the mills have had difficulty keeping up with some of the demand that has come back since the pandemic.
We should be clear here. When we talk paper for magazines, we're not talking the same kind of stuff that we use or used to use, I guess, in the office printer, the 8.5 by 11. There's grades and weights, and it's not the same, and you need different things for different kinds of images and all of that.
Well, it's pretty complex, but basically, it's like a giant size roll of toilet paper, but a very specific kind that's coated and ink lays on well on that paper. But it is something that we specifically order for our publication. The presses that we run and the quantity and page count that we run.
So obviously the supply chain being a mess for the last 2.5 years, is the proximate cause of this. But I wonder how much of your paper challenge is a result of the move to digital and thus an overall need for less magazine grade paper and then probably fewer mills putting it out and thus your supply challenged to begin with.
You're right. I think there's a historical, a shrinking demand for publication grades papers. And there are fewer mills that are making that than 10 years ago. Certainly, the pandemic came along with lots of disruptions. But the, you know, post-pandemic, I think one of the things that is aggravating the situation right now is that magazines and catalogs, which use the same kind of paper as magazines, have come back pretty strong. And it's maybe surprised the mills, or the mills have decided that publication papers is shrinking. So they're moving to convert some of their paper machines over to packaging and some of the other grades that seem to be growing these days.
I imagine you're bullish on the print magazine industry, given your line of work.
Well, yes, I am. And I think print is really resilient. While we maybe have 9 million page views a month across all those platforms, the 185,000 print subscribers are our strongest supporters.
Claudia Smuckler, she's a production director at Mother Jones. It's her job to get that magazine out on the paper. Claudia, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.